At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THE DIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Friday. It is Friday. It's cards time. It's card D Sharks. The cards are dealt. I just need two contestants. If you've never played card D Sharks, we'd love to hear from you at 651-461-9226. And if you've played before, yeah, you can call too. It's Friday. There's no rules. No rules on this Friday. We're playing thanks to the partnership and generosity of Jester Concepts. So many great restaurants at the Jester Group. And in fact, tonight, this one of their restaurants, Parlor, ties into a question that I'm going to ask you guys a little later this hour about my 21-year-old. Seth turned 21 in June, but he just got back in town Monday night. So tonight, we are taking Seth out drinking, which is so weird to take your kid out. Maybe some of you have advice on this stuff. But I think Parlor would be a great spot to bring the 21-year-old. Parlor would be a great spot to bring you, too. We're going to have the winner of Card Two Sharks is going to get $50 to use at any of the Jester Concepts restaurants. And so a PS steak, I was talking to my friend, maybe my new dentist. I was interviewing a dentist today, Dr. Bates. Great guy. I know it sounds a little, got to check into the Bates Inn and you got trouble. We were talking about how much we both love PS steak, another one of the Jester Concepts restaurants. So we thank them. $50 on the line at Jester Concepts. Two contestants are queued up and ready to go. We got a ton of calls there, so thank you all so much for calling. Let's play Minnesota's fastest-growing, card-related, high-low trivia game. It's Card D Sharks. Kristen nailed this one. Did Mark Lori really just bail? Don't you worry. The Wolves will not fail. Maybe Vikings preseason, but baseball still on for the summer and the fall. Just like Card D Sharks has it all on Card D Sharks. A little sports related. I like it. Frank is in Minneapolis. Frank, you are on Card D Sharks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Jason. How are you?
I wish I had some of that sweet gravy that Mark Lori cashed in on today, selling his chunk of the Timberwolves. Holy moly.
No kidding.
A couple billion here, a couple billion there. Now you're making some real money. That's for sure. I read that.
I'm good with $50.
I know. I think that's right. I was looking at this money that they made selling the Timberwolves today, and we were having a conversation yesterday on the show about the national debt being at $40 trillion. And even the $4.5 billion, you're like, well, that, I guess that would not even, that's like a rounding error in the $40
trillion. That's like a tip.
Yes, that's exactly right. Exactly right. Frank, any big weekend plans in Minneapolis for you?
No, not this weekend, sir. Enjoy the weather.
All right, excellent. Stand by. We're going to talk
to
your opponent, who is Jack in Stillwater, one of my favorite cities in Minnesota. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Jack, did you put in a bid to try to get Mark Lurie's portion of the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Minnesota Lynx?
No, I went and bought lottery tickets thinking that maybe I'd win, get the money that way.
Yeah, didn't work out there either, did it?
Mark Lurie.
Yeah, it is. Jack, is that your radio or Frank's radio? One of you guys, make sure you have your radio turned down so we don't have that echo in the background. Stillwater, Jack, one of my favorite cities. Do you have a top two, like, favorite restaurants or bars or places to hang out in Stillwater?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of them is just north of Stillwater in Marine on St. Croix, and that's the Brookside Grill.
Oh.
Just a terrific owner and all the people there, good food, nice, beautiful patio. And they do music every Saturday and Sunday. So that'd be number one in the Stillwater area. In Stillwater, I'd say Howard's.
Howard's
Bar.
Howard's is great.
It was John's and Whitey's.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like Howard's a lot. Very good. All right. I didn't know about Brookside Bar and Grill. So I just put that on my list. So very good. Frank and Jack, here's how we play. We start with a survey question of 100 people. Frank is going to answer my first question with a number. Jack will say higher or lower. Whoever's right gets control of the cards. If you're watching on our video feed, and if you're not, you should, because you can see the cards dealt out behind us. You can watch this feed on YouTube at the WCCO Radio channel, also on Facebook at WCCO Radio, and on X at Darusha J. The first question goes
on YouTube.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. You're ready to go. All right, here we go.
Sir.
Here we go, Frank. You get the first question. And the question is about nepotism. Frank, where do you stand on nepotism? Helping a relative out, helping we could even lump in a close friend on these sort of nepotism gigs. Are you pro or con?
I would be pro.
Yeah, of course. Like, if it helps you out, I'm very in favor of it. At this radio station, you know, Chad Hartman, Nepo baby. Dan Cook, no nepotism for you. Yeah.
Not in this job.
No. It's too bad. I am saddened that my father worked at a printing company called Shock Graphics. Although I did get a summer job at Shock Graphics thanks to one Gary DeRusha. So I have taken advantage of the nepotism. We asked 100 Americans, is it wrong to help a relative or close friend get a job? Is nepotism wrong? How many Americans said, yeah, it's bad to help a relative or close friend get a job? What do you think, Frank? 0 to 100.
I'm going to say 40%.
All right. Frank says 40%. Jack, what do you think? Higher or lower?
And it's how many people said it's bad.
Yep, he said 40% say it's bad.
I'd say lower than 40%.
All right, Jack says lower. The actual number of Americans who say nepotism is bad is just 17%. A little lower than I expected, but it is lower. Jack, that means you get control of the cards and you get to select the color. Do you want the red cards or the blue?
Oh, blue would be good.
All right, I'm going to straighten out the board. The board's a little crooked. What a terrible job I did setting this up. All right, Jack, you pick the blue. Here is your opening card. It is a queen. Nice start for you, Jack. You want to go higher or lower than a queen?
I'll say lower than a queen.
All right, lower than a queen. It is. Oh, no, it's an ace. Oh, my goodness. No.
You know, this is the third time this summer I've been on Cardi Sharks, and I've lost the first two times.
This is brutal. It's brutal. The ace is kicking your butt. It's kicking your butt. Frank, you get a free shot at the cards here. Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
All right, Frank's on the red cards. You get a four. That's a nice opening. Well, I thought the queen was a nice opening card, so I'm going to keep my comments to myself. You're on a four. You want to go higher or lower?
I will go higher.
Higher than a 4? It is an 8. It is higher. And now you got a decision to make. You can freeze if you want. You're also playing with house money here. So it's up to you. Higher, lower, or do you want to freeze on that 8?
I will go higher.
All right, here we go. Higher than an 8. I like a gambler. I like a gambler. It is higher than an 8. It's a jack. And oh, goodness. You're off to the races, Frank, on this jack. Now, that's sort of a middle card as well, right? Up to you. You got two cards separating you and victory. Do you want to go for it on a jack, or do you want to freeze? What do you say, Frank?
I will go lower.
Frank in Minneapolis says lower than a jack. It is going to be revealed in just a minute. Just in case Frank's going to run the table, I'm not going to kill this I'm not going to kill this game in one segment. It's Friday. You think I'm going to come up with another? Frank and Jack, stand by. All of you as well. Card D-Shark's back in just a minute here on Drive Time.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trends. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Card D Sharks, thanks to Jester Concepts. Next time you go out to Rustica or PS Steak, or I have a video on my Instagram right now about Cheeky Noodle Bar, which is outstanding, and Excelsior. Make sure you let them know, hey, I hear DeRusha talking about you on CCO Radio. We appreciate their support. We're in the middle of what is looking. I mean, we don't know. I don't like to pre-guess what's going to happen, Dan Cook, because we've been wrong before. But we've got Frank in Minneapolis, a Jack in Stillwater. Jack got the question right, but the cards were not on his side. Got hosed on a queen that was followed by an ace. Frank took a 4, went higher, got an 8. Went higher, got a jack, and now has two cards to go. Frank, you are in the catbird seat here. You said, I asked you if you wanted to go higher or lower than a jack, and you said...
Lower.
Lower. You haven't changed your mind, have you?
No, sir.
All right, lower than a jack. It is a 3. It is low. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Jack, I don't know what to tell you about this, but... You better put the hex on Frank on this one, because the 3, there are only two cards that can sink. Frank in Minneapolis, who's on a 3. Frank, higher, lower. You could freeze if you want to play like a coward, like a chicken. But it's...
no, sir, I'm going to go higher.
All right, higher than a 3 for $50 at Jester Concepts. It is a 10. Hey! It is higher. And Frank, you did it. Nicely done. Jack. These cards are brutal to you. I don't know what's happening. You were nice enough to give me two restaurant suggestions in Stillwater, and this is how I repay you?
Oh, well.
I know.
The same thing happened last month. Somebody ran the table.
It's brutal. Brutal. And I did all this research to come up with good questions for this thing. Pretty fun. Jack, I'm glad you played. I'm glad you listened. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend in Stillwater. And go have one for me up there in Marine on St. Croix at the Brookside Bar and Grill.
I'll do that. Thanks a lot. Congratulations, Frank.
There goes Jack.
Thank you. You too.
Nice guy. Thank you, Jack. Play again. Frank, you did it. You got $50 at Jester Concepts. You can use it at any of their restaurants, including Butcher and the Boar, P.S. Steak, a Parlor. And have a great time. Frank, thank you for playing. Nice job.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, Frank in Minneapolis. Stay on the line. Dan will get all your information. We'll get that gift card sent out in the mail to you. Pretty fun. Yeah, that's Cardi Sharks, Dan.
It's just how it rolls. Sometimes you get that queen, you're like, easy under, right?
No. Only, so three cards. So there, I mean,
there was neither of us in this room,
but there are 12
that was going to
be
a wrong answer to the point where, yes, I did hit the bell before
you did,
before I realized, oh, no, that's wrong.
But if you do the math, right, like, and yeah. I'm a bit of a math wizard,
he says, as he breaks out his calculator.
I mean, you have a 23% chance of losing on that thing. That's not correct. 21% chance.
Okay.
That's not as much because you could have
eight,
a push.
Eight. Yep. So
you could
have
another
queens,
three queens,
four kings,
and four aces.
Yeah.
11 out of 52.
Yep.
Well, it's technically out of 51, right? Because one card's already there.
Yes.
Man.
So now you got to redo it. Take your shoes back off.
Still 21.5%.
Okay. So that's still
20. About the same. Yeah. Yeah. Your odds are not, it's not as much of a slam dunk as you would think.
Although, if I told you you had a 79% chance of getting something right.
Yeah, when you're talking Jester.
You'd take those odds.
Heck yeah. Absolutely.
It was the correct call,
without question. For sure. Lots coming up. Some fun topics. You know, we may as well start with the taking my 21-year-old out, because one of our texters is ticked.
Uh-oh.
How sad, Jason. All because your son turned 21, you have to take him out drinking.
Yeah, that never happens. Nobody ever does that. What about you? What are your mind?
I mean, I guess, like, if this is a bad idea, I'd like to hear from you at 651-461-9226. But I feel my son being legal to drink is the beginning step of that adult relationship that you have with your child. And my goal tonight is not to take Seth out and get him blotto hammered. My goal is to, like, go to a couple places, have a fun night with my adult son. I don't know. But maybe it's a bad thing. Now, when I turned 21, did my parents didn't really drink much. So, like, I do understand where this texture is coming from, because the idea of drinking with your, I mean, I disagree with.
Well,
it, but
I mean,
I understand.
It's,
like,
absurd the way that they've communicated
good
this.
Judgment. It's
you're,
fine.
You're trying.
It's hot
to give
Friday.
Them a certain amount of grace, and I appreciate that.
I just think, like, my parents didn't really drink. The idea of my parents taking me bar hopping is just not something that would have happened.
No, but you could also argue that it's good parenting. Take your kid out and, you know, demonstrate for them what responsible drinking looks like, instead of just saying you're 21, go do your thing.
Yeah. Well, and we did have how about we talk more about that after a break? The question I was going to ask you guys is where would you take your kid? Because it feels like a life moment where you remember, like, oh, I went to this spot. Is there a spot that you would take your kid? So give me your suggestions. Where should I take them? 651-461-9226, or give me your judgment. I have incredibly thick skin. You can lay it on me. Can I tell you something? I don't care. I will be interested in your feedback, but it's not going to hurt my feelings. Right? Well, I guess it depends what you say. Don't consider this a challenge. I'm not asking you. I am more fragile. Actually, I'm not thick-skinned. Hit the thing.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today.
It's pretty interesting. I never thought about that it would be controversial to take your 21-year-old child out drinking when that 21 is part of that celebration. For both of our kids, we bought a bottle of wine with their birth year. So we have a 2005 for Seth, a 2007 for Sam. And, you know, Seth goes to college in New York City. And part of what's interesting about that, and Dan, this is the kind of thing that, like, I think most people would never think about, because if your kid goes to college in a college town or has a car or whatever, parents have probably had those conversations with the kids about drinking and driving. But Seth never, there's no car. You're in New York City. If you go out and drink, now I assume he never went out and drank underage. you just didn't have to think about it. So this week, when he was home, he was going to meet a friend for dinner. And Alyssa had a conversation with him about, like, okay, like, do you know what your tolerance is? Do you have any idea? Like, are you going to drink? And Seth was like, no, I'm not going to drink because I'm going to drive. And we were talking a little bit about this week that it's his perception that the younger generation, that part of the conversation about younger people not drinking as much is actually a fear of getting a DUI, that the younger generation takes it maybe a little more seriously than certainly we did back in that day, which I think is awesome. And his answer is the right answer, right? But you also sort of want to learn, like, yep, you can have one drink while you're eating, or depending on what kind of beer, depending on what, you know, to understand how to be safe about it. Certainly if your approach is zero, well, I mean, that's a good approach. So I asked you guys a question. I asked, would you take your 21-year-old out drinking? And a texter says, at 21, I'd rather go to a fancy restaurant instead of bar hopping with my parents. Yeah, if we were celebrating his actual birthday. His birthday was in June, and this is the first time we've seen him this week. But that makes sense. I can see from the 21-year-old perspective, like, is it weird? I don't know. Jason, I took my sons out for drinks when they turned 21. I also took my grandkids when they took 21. I'm a mom and a grandma. Now, I don't want to, like, get too far ahead of myself. But, man, it would be so cool to, like, take your grandkids out. I just think that'd be amazing. Now, when my grandkids are old enough, Dan, for me to take them out drinking, I mean, I'm going to be like in my 80s. I don't know. Who knows?
When my brother and I were both in college and we were both over 21, my brother was working at a bar and my grandmother, who had to have been in her 80s at the time, came, I think, with my parents to come visit us out at school. And my brother was working. It was Friday or Saturday night or whatever. He's working at the bar and his buddies thought it would be hilarious. And my grandma 100% agreed. If she ordered a drink, so she comes walking up to the bar, and in my grandmother did not have an inside voice at this point in her life. So even in a loud bar, it was pretty clear to hear. And she walks in, young man, at my brother. I want a screaming orgasm. Everybody in the bar lost it.
It's pretty great.
Everybody in the bar lost it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of moment you want to have.
Right.
With a kid when he's over 21 and.
Oh, so this is the move. 651-461-9226. What is the most embarrassing drink I could order Seth tonight? So we're going to Earl Giles, the distillery in Northeast. I like Earl Giles a lot. Their food is fantastic. Their spirits are great. And the vibe there is so good. There's like hundreds of plants. So that's our first stop, but we're on a street that has like Bina's with Centro. There's Indeed, like maybe a little craft brewing thing, but that's all on the same block, which could be kind of fun. Texters, my parents don't really drink. I don't either. So when I turned 21, we all went to Valley Fair. That's kind of cool. So when I turned 21, I was dating a 20-year-old. My wife is 1 year younger than me, and I did not drink when I was in college. I was very career focused. I had 3 jobs. I was working. I got an intern. This is the kind of nerd I was. I got an internship on Friday nights, so I didn't have to tell my friends that I didn't want to go partying with them. So I went to work. That's what I did. When I turned 21, I bought a bottle of wine. And what I didn't have in the apartment that I shared with 5 other guys was a corkscrew. So I went on my 21st birthday so I could open a bottle of wine in my apartment with the woman who is now my wife. I went knocking on doors trying to find a corkscrew. Thank you to Brian Corcoran, who had a corkscrew. Just embarrassing. Like some people, Seth waited until midnight on his birthday so he could go out and get, he's like, everywhere in New York, you get carded. And so he waited till midnight on his birthday and then went out. Me?
I think that's fairly common.
Pretty common.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot.
It's pretty cool. Jason, your kids are already in college. They know the bar scene. I'll say I have 2 kids.
One of whom isn't 21 and better not know the bar scene.
No, I'm sure he doesn't. I don't know if Seth, I don't think Seth does know the bar scene, to be honest. And he hasn't really spent like a full summer home. He was home last summer. But I don't, Seth's a rule follower.
Yeah.
Seth also.
He's a, you know, first child, so.
And he was worried that he would go out, because this happened to him once. He went to Barrio on Nicollet Mall when he was home on summer break, just for dinner with a friend. And when he checked in, they were like, hey, are you Jason DeRush's son?
No. Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, that's the worst.
Just based on his name.
Oh, no.
Right. So Seth was worried, and I'm certain he did not have false identification, but he was worried that if he went to a bar that he would be known, which
if he tried to go with a false ID.
Yes.
ID? Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely a firstborn child type of worry.
Now, I will say my youngest child, I'm not getting those same concerned vibes from him, which has led to more concerned vibes from me. Jason, on my 21st, my parents took me to Vegas, and my grandma came with. She stayed up until midnight and bought me my first drink, quote unquote, around that first. I would take your son to Lord Fletcher's or Maynard's. That's a great idea. That's a great, like, I'm 21, I'm legal, I'm good to go. Another texter, better you than friends. That might encourage him to drink a dangerous amount. I assume that ship has sailed, but you never know. Back in the 70s, says a texter, we could drink at 18. Midnight graduation night from high school, baby.
Well, and here's another element to it to consider, right?
Okay.
When my brother and I were kids, and you got to about the age where smoking became a temptation, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously under 18. My dad told us flat out, look, if either of you want to try a cigarette, let me know. I will go buy them. We'll go out in the garage and you can fire up as many as you want.
Hmm.
His thought being, I'm going to get these kids so sick off of these cigarettes, they're never going to want to touch one again. Yeah. But what it did is it took all the rebellion out of it, right? It took all of that, ooh, I'm doing something mom and dad don't know about, don't, you know, whatever. It takes all that out of it, and you're both like, okay, never mind.
This isn't as fun.
Right. So even though it's legal at 21, if you're taking Seth out on his 21st birthday or around then, and it sort of takes some of that taboo rebellion. No, you're just doing the same thing mom and dad do. It's not like, you know, you're being some big, bold, rebellious teenager or anything. Sort of takes a little bit of that away from it. I think that's nothing but a good idea.
It's interesting. Like, I've talked to experts about this before, because I grew up like you did, where my parents, my dad would occasionally have an old style, but like there was no like wine with dinner.
Right. Yeah. We never,
it just wasn't a thing. No. And so I didn't want to be like a negative impact on my kids. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Alyssa and I had a lot of conversations about, like, is this the right way to do this? Are we, the normalizing of it, does it take away some of the, like, oh, I can't wait to just go get blitz?
Yeah.
When it's just, no, like, it's just, it's food. Like, you can do it responsibly. I don't know. Texters say, this was not embarrassing, but I got everyone a Prairie Fire shot, which is tequila and Tabasco when they turned 21. Then someone got me one. I never made anyone else go through that torture after that. I don't really know anything about shots. You know, like people, there's like the, aren't the shots the things that have the more embarrassing name? Is there like a slippery nipple? Is that a thing?
That's a thing, yeah.
That's a shot that's not just like a movie.
Well, I mean, technically it can be multiple
once.
Things, but yeah.
All right, we're going to break in just a minute. Who controls the window shade on an airplane? This has been a hot topic of debate, and I have thought about this many, many times, so I have feelings. When you're on a flight, who's in charge of the window shade? I think the whole system is screwed up, to be honest. We'll talk about it next. If you're on a flight, you should have control of the window shade for the row in front of you, not your row. I think window shade gate is sweeping the internet right now. And if you don't fly a lot, you maybe don't care. But if you do fly a lot of people pick the window seat because you either enjoy the view or you want control of the sunlight, whether it's coming in or not.
I'm a window seat flyer, both for control of the shade,
yeah,
and because I don't want to have to get up if That's anybody else wants out of the row.
Oh, I hadn't considered that.
No, I'm just going to hunker down in my seat for the flight. I don't need to get up. If you do, you know, go ahead, but I don't want to have to be having people climb over me to go to the bathroom.
That's super interesting. I had not considered the traffic scenario. I personally like the aisle because you can sometimes sort of sneak. Well, you have now, I can just tell by the look on your face, you have your own theory why I like the aisle.
Because
you think it's so everyone could see me.
No.
As they walk down the aisle.
No, but that's a good point. I think that's probably part. No, my thought was you like the aisle because that gives you the access to the most people that you can chat with on the flight.
similar vibe.
Yeah.
No, I like the aisle because you can like, you it feels a little more spacious to me. Because I fly.
See, now, I think the window, because the window, you can lean into the side of the fuselage there.
True.
You get more room that way.
Well, you can't put your arm out the window, though.
Be kind of sweet if you could.
Open her up, get a little fresh air in there. I don't think that would work.
No?
No. All sorts of videos all over the internet about which passenger has the right to control it.
Well, isn't part of the problem that, you know, they've so crammed seats into these planes now that the aisles don't line up with the windows anymore?
A little bit. That's right. So there's a video that went viral on X of a guy sort of fighting with a four-year-old because the window lined up like in between.
Yeah.
I do think the person behind the window should have control because the light generally comes into your face. So even if it is sort of lined up, sometimes you have the window shade open and you're hosing the person behind you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a raw deal.
Yeah.
Part of me also thinks, like, do any of these really need to be open?
What if they're
all... But it's nice to look, like, sometimes...
Well,
like,
what if they're all mechanical?
This is your captain speaking.
You
to the left is the Grand Canyon.
Well, yeah, but then...
That's
so
neat.
So the pilot controls it. Let's say that, right?
Oh.
So you take off with the windows open.
The head flight.
Once you're up after a certain, you know, altitude where really you're not looking at anything anymore, all the windows shut. Then if you are flying over the Grand Canyon or something like that, they hit the switch, the windows open up, everybody looks at the canyon. Okay, shut the windows back down and resume your flight. And then as you're coming in, the windows can come back up. Then there's no more fights.
Would you have the stones, if you were sitting behind someone, to ask them to lower the shade?
No.
Hmm. If someone asked you to lower the shade, would you do it?
Yeah, but I'd probably give them the side eye.
I would do it. It would be something if you're like, no. Continental Dive and Time Check 4:57 drive time coming back with local news and data center talk next.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today. Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.